Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Good News and Good Music Radio Show. I'm your girl, I'm LaFelle Givens, your host this evening. And first of all, let me say thank you to all of you for allowing me to enter your homes by airwaves tonight. Oh, my goodness. I just want you to know that this show has been designed with you in mind to make your day a more informed one and to bring a little joy. My guest tonight could not be with us personally, but she has sent some clips to encourage you, so you don't want to miss this show. Her name is Talia Goodloe. So when you hear the clips, that will be her voice. Now, I want to say this to everybody that's been complaining about the weather. Hey, I live in Chicago, and I'm telling you today it's been sunny and bright, 52 degrees. Oh, my. It feels so good here, and it's plenty of sunshine. And I'm looking forward to next week. I hear that the high will be 60 degrees. So listen, everybody, remember, there's four seasons. And I'm telling you, the season has changed. I hope everybody moved their clocks up Saturday night. No one's back on delayed time. A man told me today, said, I never moved that clock. So he still thought it was the old time. But listen, hey, and sit back, relax, and enjoy our time together. You're listening to the LaFelle Givens Good News Show. And hey, how do I like to start my show off? I love to start it off with what the world needs now is love. I'm telling you, it's love. Every time you tune into the show, it's nothing but love. And I just want to express love to you, you, and you from all around the world. So listen, relax, and enjoy the Good News Show and Good Music Radio Show. We do them both right here on the LaFelle Givens Show.
Love, sweet love,
right. Hey, I'm your girl. This is Michelle Givens, your host this evening. You're listening to The Good News Show. And the song you just heard, it was from Ben Tanker. He's a gospel jazz artist. And, hey, that tune was What the World Needs Now is More Love. What the World Needs Now by Ben Tanker. All right, everybody. Listen, our guest tonight, her name is Talia Goodlow, and you're going to actually hear clips from her. I want to thank Talia Goodlow for taking the time out and making these beautiful clips of inspiration. So she couldn't be with us tonight, but she thought enough of the Good News Show to take the time out and make some clips and send them to our show so that we could play them. She's one of the young ladies that live here in Chicago. She does a lot of amazing things. Talia believes in paying it forward. She feels strong about of people who have ups and downs, that maybe be going through a lot of things that's happening in life, but she just believes that if you just hold to and stay prayerful, she believes that things will always work out for you. She spends a lot of time helping our youth perfect their dreams. Talia is a true believer of being a servant to others, knowing in return you get back what you give. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, without any further delays, let me let you hear a clip from Talia and what she has to say. It's very beautiful, her words. So please call a neighbor, call a friend. If you have any children in the house, ask them to sit back with you and listen to these clips that Talia Goodlow has taken the time out to express her thoughts and send them to our show. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. This is Talia Goodlow, here to present your Pump Your Brakes moment here on the Mateo Given Show. Our topic for this week is no comparison. Have you ever compared yourself to someone? Ever thought, why is that person progressing and I'm not? Why does so-and-so get to ride around in the new car or get to sport the latest fashions? Thinking this way can easily spiral out of control and turn into feelings of self-doubt, insecurity, or inferiority. Ever heard of the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side? Well, that grass only appears to be greener because of your perspective. We must learn to be grateful for the things we have and perceive every aspect of our lives in a positive manner. Yes, you may not have that new car yet, but God allowed for you to have bus fare to get from point A to Z. Yes, you may not be wearing the latest fashions, but God gave you the know-how to create a thrift store bargain into an original outfit. Life isn't all about material possessions, and having or having the lack thereof doesn't define your value. You are valuable, and you have so much to offer to the world. Put your best foot forward and speak into existence the things you want for your life. Matthew 6:19-21 says, lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So on that note, don't compare yourself to anyone, as there is only one you, and there's always someone who wishes they could be in your shoes. To conclude this segment, I leave you with the song, Maybe, by Dre Murray. Until next time, pump your brakes and let God take the wheel. Amen.
Feel like misfortune follows me around. Good is something found every now and again, but usually doesn't make a sound. It's instead I stay brown. My challenge and despair, I feel it coming in the air. Everybody stay down. Maybe it'll pass over us and finally skip town. Blood on the door, just so we can feel safe and sound. But there's a body on the ground. They hit him in his face, they hit him by mistake, they hit him in my place. But I step right over and pay him no never mind. Get on this broad path and slowly your fortune sign. Telling me turn around, but he trying to steer shine. Cause I ain't got time, I might deal the crime. Get it by any means. Rain, sleet, hail, snow, everything in between. For this rush, I am a fiend. I see it, and one day I'ma get it. I gotta have it, not sure what it is, but they say that it's magic.
If every day has rainbows, and if black and white are full of blue, to rule this world would be my dream come true. Maybe one day, maybe one day, maybe one day.
Close, I feel it, I'm so close. Investing my whole heart while hoping it's not a hoax. I see other people with it, they get it, they make a toast. But the toast, they never cease, now they trying to get the most. Using the same yeast, but it seems that their approach leave those at the feet dead on the bread, they all choke. Now I'm asking all of my friends, am I different? They said nope, said I'll end up just the same. So I'm thinking of grabbing rope and leaving myself slain. Won't cause pain to my folks, my family and my friends, cause they love me the most. I worked to strain the game, but no hope was found. My one day never came. I'm thinking of leaving town, thinking of leaving earth, cause hurt is what I feel as I curse my very birth and run from being healed. My dog told me to heal, best friend told me to chill, but I wanted it so bad, and they said it was real, but it's not. And now I feel my whole life was deceived. Step right over my purpose, my lust drove me to leave, and he was laying right there, both arms in the air, but I never learned to care. I just stared and watched him bleed, and now it haunts me every night. But the greed tells me the things I want are things that I really need. I see it, and one day I'ma get it. I gotta have it. Not sure what it is, but they say that it's magic.
If every day has rainbows, and if black and white are full of blue, to rule this world would be my dream come true. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
You're listening to The Good News Show. I'm your host this evening. I'm Mathel Givens. And the voice that you heard on that clip, Talia Goodlow, hey, pump your brakes. And she talked about let's be grateful. Let us all be grateful for the things that we have. Sometimes we look to the left or we look to the right and we see others having all of these things that we have desired. But I'm telling you, in due season, in due time, those things will come for you. Because one thing I know about God, He will grant you your wishes as well, but in due season. So listen, hang in there, and don't give up whatever you do. I want to tell you a little bit more about Talia Goodlow. She's a very inspiring young woman here in Chicago. This young woman is the coordinator of fashion shows and talent shows. Talia is a very encouraging young woman, and she always is thinking of ways to help someone stay focused to achieve their goals. So listen, we want to support our youth as much as we can and young people that are trying to spearhead other young people to keep our young folks off the streets and give them activities that they can appreciate, and yet it will propel them into their dreams. Listen, let's give a big push. Pray until something happens. Push. Let's just give a big push to one another. Let's pray until something happens for each other, okay? And especially for this young woman, Talia Goodlow, who is trying to do all that she can to help others. I have another clip that she's made for our show that I would like to play. So please, just hang in there and take a listen at this clip.
Hey, y'all. This is Talia Goodlow with your Pump Your Brakes moment, newly featured here on the Mathel Given Show. This segment is set aside to encourage and promote our youth of today that I like to call a peculiar generation. It is set aside to encourage and promote them and to give them something positive to talk about and to be about. Today's topic is called You Got Me Faded. Peer pressure is alive and well. To want to fit in is the norm, even if it's with the wrong crowd. But did you know that we were indeed created to be different? Psalms 139:14 says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God created us all with our own traits, character, and identity. Even twins have different fingerprints and DNA, which should be proof enough that we shall want to stand out. Embrace your uniqueness, prune your gifts, and ignite that leader that lies inside of you. I challenge you all not to allow this world to impress and oppress you so much that you allow your light to fade. Let your true colors shine brightly, for someone is in dire need of your light to lead them out of darkness. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Today, to close out this segment, I want to leave you with a song by Mouthpiece called Living for the King. Until next time, pump your brakes and let God take the wheel. Amen.
All right. That was Talia Goodlow. This young woman has a lot of inspiring things to say. And I'm hoping that tonight that what you're hearing is empowering you and that it's making you feel much, much better. Somebody told me that they have had a bad day. A man called me up and he was telling me about he was in a parking lot at one of the grocery stores. And he said that he was about to drive into this park and a lady just out of the blue just came in at high speed, cut him off, almost hit the nose of his car, racing him to the park, and he just paused so that it wouldn't be an accident. And when she did park her car, he sat beside her, along the side of her, and he told her that she was wrong. The lady began to say bad things to him. She began to talk very down, use curse words. My goodness, everybody, I'm telling you, we have got to love thy neighbor. We must respect one another. And definitely Rage Road, this Rage Road, don't get involved in it. Don't confront the person. Just kind of say a little prayer for them and for you and keep it moving. That's the best way to keep down a lot of confusion. So I think this is a lot what Talia is saying as well, you know. So let's all stay focused. I'm going to play you one more clip from Talia Goodlow. Take a listen at this, okay, and be encouraged.
Hey, y'all, this is Talia Goodlow with your Pump Your Brakes moment, newly featured here on the Mathel Given Show. This segment is set aside to encourage and promote our youth of today that I like to call a peculiar generation. It is set aside to encourage and promote them and to give them something positive to talk about and to be about. Today's topic is called You Got Me Faded. Peer pressure is alive and well, so want to fit in is the norm, even if it's with the wrong crowd. But did you know that we were indeed created to be different? Psalms 139:14 says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God created us all with our own traits, character, and identity. Even twins have different fingerprints and DNA, which should be proof enough that we shall want to stand out. Embrace your uniqueness, prune your gifts, and ignite that leader that lies inside of you. I challenge you all not to allow this world to impress and oppress you so much that you allow your light to fade. Let your true colors shine brightly, for someone is in dire need of your light to lead them out of darkness. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Today, to close out this segment, I want to leave you with a song by Mouthpiece called "Living for the King." Until next time, pump your brakes and let God take the wheel. Amen.
Live for the atonement. You're the one who put me on it. Where we go, I go, I'm on it. What he don't do? visions of grandeur. Captivated listeners, I'm coming out of Atlanta. Flow Ryan Reynolds, buckle that Green Lantern. Shining out the darkness, my standards all in my stanzas. Poetic justice, may you never to touch us. No weapon ever formed, my linebackers are Russia. Always what's in my pocket, tackle box is protected. Never needing a Nina, I'm bumping out a confession. Hold up, I'm seeing it, that they needing it. And so I'm feeding them, waking all the believers in. Grow them all up, recognize who designed you. It's all on purpose, ain't another who beside you. Many call, but only few are answering. They got the questions, we supposed to be their medicine. Iverson, safe flight, welcome to the turnpike. More than some lines, yeah, these balls be on Klondike.
So say they living for the moment. Not me, I'd rather live for the atonement. You're the one who put me on it. Where we go, I go, I'm on it. What he don't do, don't condone it. I stay on it, yes sir, until he comes back for me. I ain't living for the moment, I'm living for the king. No, I ain't living for the moment, I put that on anything. Some say they living for the moment, cause in Christ they don't believe. That's why I live it like I live it, glorifying Elohim.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging in there with me tonight while we had the opportunity to feature Talia Goodloe and her clips that she has sent over to the Good News Show. I truly hope they have been inspiring to you and that you will play them to somebody that you know that may be a young adult. And it could be someone of my age even. It could be, I don't want to say a senior citizen, but that's what I am, okay? But anyway, be encouraged tonight. Keep on doing what you're doing, the great things that you're doing in your community. And until next week, hey, I'm Michelle Givens. I wish you a great week. Nothing but sunshine. I pray it just keep on coming our way. And tune in next week, same time, 5:30 Chicago time, on the Good News Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please inbox me on Facebook. Thank you sincerely. Have a good night.